Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Did you see what Mike Trout does for his high school baseball team?
I did not.
I mean, Mike Trout is awesome at baseball, but I would have thought like he moved on with his life and he's like, yeah, I made that school the best and I moved on. No, that is not what he does. Every single year, and they didn't retire his jersey at his high school, Millville. They didn't retire his jersey. You know what happens instead? Every single year, he shows up at the high school when they're naming the team captain and presents the jersey to them.
Are you serious?
Mike effing Trout shows up and is like, congratulations, you're now the captain of the baseball team like I was. Here's the jersey.
Wow. How many of those guys have gone on to be MVP?
I mean, my obvious guess would be none.
All right.
But I don't know that 100. Okay. Is that really? But I don't know that for a fact.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that's.
I'm not going to bet against him because I haven't watched the tape.
See, okay. I guess. All right. So at my high school, the most popular person to come out of my high school would be either Doug English or Kenyon Martin or Lincoln Coleman. So Kenyon Martin would be the most. I don't know. Doug English had a pretty fantastic NFL career for the Detroit Lions.
How long until it's you?
I don't know. What do I have to do to become the most famous person from my own high school?
Stay number one.
Because Shippy, are you gonna be behind Burkhead forever? Is that how it works?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
And aren't some people from your high school also like the founding members of Dude Perfect?
Yeah,
are
I believe
they?
So.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You have a common link there, so maybe you
I'm
should reach
start
out to those guys.
I'm going to start something with them called Dude Plano.
Nice. Let's do it. By the way, somebody said get Kevin a mariachi band. I think you could just tip those guys. That's how it works at the restaurant. So
I don't.
but yeah, man, I'm that's really cool of Mike Trout to do something like that. And I wonder how many other, like, that means so much to a player. That means so much to a high school kid that something like, and you know what? That's also a motivating factor every year, right? I want to be the captain of my team so that I can have that moment. Like Mike Trout's probably his favorite player. And so that every year, that's a motivating factor. Now, the HGH accusations, does that work out or is that?
I mean, come on.
Does that not, it doesn't work that way?
No.
That doesn't hurt anybody's feelings, right?
I mean, I guess not, except for like the purity of the game or whatever.
Okay.
And then real quick, I had another baseball note for you. Did you see that there had been some squabbling about like a conflict of interest because Jessica Mendoza had a spot in the Mets front office and was also working for ESPN and people were like, that's not okay. And so she has resigned from that role with the Mets, and she's going to move to a new role with ESPN.
All right, on the line with us right now is Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Michael Irvin. Insider calls brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Michael, how's it going, man?
Man, I'm doing well, guys. How are you guys?
We're doing pretty good. We're trying to recover from the Super Bowl as usual, but it turned out to be the prediction that you said it would be, man.
And I told you guys, and I was telling everybody, I said, Jimmy G is going to have to make a play at the end of this game to win this game. And he had that play. It was right there. That pass to Emmanuel Sanders would have changed everything. And he did not make that play, even though he had three passer rating in the fourth quarter, only 30 yards in the fourth quarter. It's not about the abundance of numbers. It's about the quality of that one play. You make that one play, we're talking a whole different talk right now.
Absolutely. Now, I saw a story, Michael, about in the Dallas Morning News regarding your familiarity with the neck injury that Leighton Vander Esch has. What's your advice to him?
Well, first of all, Leighton Vander Esch is much younger than I was at the time. And by the time they got a hold of my neck, it wasn't just that I had a narrowing of the spinal column. I had debris that have already built up in that spinal column, which was a concern for me, because then, you know, with the debris pressing against the spinal cord, any hit I take could be the last if it cuts through a sever the spinal cord. So you know, I know he had surgery, and I hope he's in a much better situation than I was in, you know, because he's just a young guy. And you say what you will. You're going to, I'm going to tell you what I had to do. You're going to look at all things. Okay, risk me being on the football field. But coming from where I was coming from, you know, the ghettos of that hellhole called Fort Lauderdale, I also had to look at, you know, my numbers financially. You know, and if I'm Leighton Van Der Esch's age, man, I'm making a different decision than I made when I was my age and I had a great career already when that decision came down.
And I'm really glad that you addressed that, because obviously I was thinking about that. Did you go back at any point, maybe it was even a year later, or start to rethink, like, maybe I could try this, maybe I could try this, because you just had to get back on the, or you felt like maybe you needed to get back on the field?
You know, I thought about it and worked about, wondered about it and everything, and said, oh God, did I walk away too soon? But my concern was with me, just because of my ignorance and worrying about, I would have overplayed my hand, worried about, oh, people are going to worry about, I'm too afraid to take a hit, so I'm going to go in here and show people I'll take this hit, I'm not worried. You know, those kinds of things were playing on my mind. And then I thought, that's putting my family in a tough situation every time I get tackled. Holding their breath and stuff like that, you know, because they've heard the doctor say, you know, your next hit could be the last hit. But I'm hoping that Van Der Esch is not that severe. You know, there are levels to the narrowing of the column. It's not just the narrowing of the column. It's what else in that spinal column that can possibly press against that spinal cord.
Michael, do you want Jerry and Stephen Jones to go ahead and get the deal done with Dak Prescott to get it out of the way and move on, or do you think that they need to franchise tag and go through the whole process that they like to go through?
unfortunately, this thing's going looking like it's about to turn and get a little ugly, because Dak just got more leverage when you hired the new coach, because you don't want to go through an offseason without Dak there. That's crazy. With all this new stuff you're incorporating, how can the head man, the new head man, even put his system and put his stuff in place the way he wants to run things, the way he wants to do things, without his starting quarterback in camp? And then we go through another offseason that I thought was the cause of this season being not so great. We spent this offseason talking about a whole lot of money. We had a whole lot of talk about a whole lot of money and not a whole lot of talk about our goals this year, about championships this year, about love for playing the game, about connectivity. These are the things we need to be having conversations about as you're headed up to a season, not always about monies and dollars and cents.
Can you tell us anything about any potential interactions you had with, like, Emmitt Smith, for example, when he was trying to get his money? Like, do you have to respect that and back away, or are you kind of in his ear going, hey, we need to win still, though?
Man, listen, I was playing both sides against the middle. Are you joking? I was like, hey, no joke. I was like, you deserve to be the highest paid. You deserve to be the highest paid. At that time, Thurman Thomas was the highest paid. You remember Thurman Thomas was the highest paid, and I was like, Jerry, Emmitt deserves to be the highest paid. Emmitt wanted to be the highest paid by a great margin. Jerry was kind of keeping him actually a little bit less than Thurman. You know, and that's just negotiation. Jerry knew all along he was going to have to make the highest paid, but he was negotiating, keeping him a little less than Thurman. And then when it came down, I told DeMaurice Smith, you know, and NFLPA guy, I said, you know, I hate that everybody, I don't care who you are in business, understand this. Everybody wants to go to the prom. Everybody wants to dance. Man, let's just get a job, get the deal done. You know what number you are. This is the number I can handle. Let's just come to a number. But everybody wants to dance. I'm going to put a little bit out, You put a little bit out. I'm going to put a little bit. We're going to keep dancing. We're going to keep dancing. And then nothing gets done until the slipper falls off Cinderella. And then everybody says, let's get a deal done. That's what happened with Zeke last year. We danced all off season. And then right before the slipper fell off Cinderella, you got a deal done. I want them to take a different approach and just get something done so we can put it behind you and start moving forward. I do believe, you got to get everybody in camp. You got to get everybody feeling good. And you got to get everybody focused on a season at hand, not contract talk.
Yeah, definitely right about that. Now, I just saw Pat Mahomes say that he's going to be there to work out with Mecole Hardman and Dez Bryant. Is that going to be a talk? Are they going to talk about him being a weapon for Pat Mahomes?
Dez Bryant?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be something. I know they got to make a move with Sammy Watkins because of Pat Mahomes' money. They're going to have to make a move with somebody.
Uh-huh.
With somebody. But now, having Dez Bryant, you know, Dez is still a talent I think certainly belongs in this league. But when you have Mecole Hardman, You got Tyreek Hill and Sammy Watkins, all of those are burners.
Uh-huh.
All of those are burners. All those are up-the-field guys that are burners that fit Pat Mahomes' skill set and talent. Dez is a go-get-it, a 50-50 ball guy. Go and get it. Take it off your head. But I don't know that Pat Mahomes is throwing up jump balls. He's trying to throw direct balls right between the numbers, and you have to make a play on that. So it'll be an interesting thing to see if they ultimately come out and sign Dez. I find it amazing. Dez Bryant hasn't been on a team. I just find that amazing when you think about the talent that Dez Bryant has, and I think still has, and the league needing wide receivers. New England needed wide receivers all year long, and they never even considered it. That blows my mind.
What is there any? Why do you think that might be? Is it because people are worried about like attitude? Would be my only guess offhand.
No, I want to, not just attitude, but also want to. Because remember when Dez first got released by the Cowboys, there were some things came out. I don't know if I want to play. I remember Baltimore tried to get him up and get him over there. Cleveland, they tried to get him over. These people that called me and said, man, have you talked to Dez? We're trying to get him up for a visit. And he didn't necessarily jump on those visits. So that started leaking people's mind to believe that maybe he really doesn't want to play. And if you don't really have a real love and strong love to play, why do I risk bringing you in, you know, and dealing with whatever issues may come with you coming in? So I think Dez hurt himself early on because he was still dealing with the breakup pain of the Dallas Cowboys instead of moving on to the makeup gain of finding another team.
Three-time Super Bowl champion, Hall of Famer, and doctor. Go make some sexy teeth. We really appreciate it, Michael.
Man, don't be messing with me about that commercial, man.
Thanks, man.
Some sexy teeth. That's what I do. Thank God I got some pretty good teeth. I ain't that bad teeth sitting up in there doing that commercial right there. But it was fun doing that with my boy Field, man. We get to worship together every Sunday. So, you know, I wanted to do something with him. I love him and his wife. I love him to death. That was fun, guys.
Well, we really appreciate your time. And that was an absolute blast and surprise to see you during the Super Bowl again, yet again.
Yet again.
There you go.
All right, guys.
All right, there he goes. Michael Irvin. That was Radio.com Sports NFL Insider. Michael Irvin. Insider calls brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire.
Go back and watch him in Super Bowl 27. Something, man.
Michael Irvin?
Yeah.
He was a beast, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Like there was a very special, he needed to be also. Like they came out flat, and they needed him to spark that team.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, Are You Better? You didn't hear that wrong. Are You Better? With our more modern twist on it. We'll do it next on The Fan.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, Kevin, there is a very interesting Dez Bryant story that I'm getting more information on as we go along here. I'm going to get to in just a second, all right? I wanted to let you know. And you know what? The great thing about it, too, is if something was to happen to break over the weekend, you know where you can always turn it to?
I had to have to wait 2 days to find out, right?
No,
until
no.
people started working again.
No, when you're driving around in your car because it's the weekend, you can turn it on 105.3 The Fan.
Oh.
And just flip it on. You can turn it on the morning and you'll be like, oh, hey, I can Tolo all day as well. Because the fun doesn't stop with just the KNC Masterpiece or just the G-Bag Nation or the Nosebleed Seats. The fun continues on the weekends.
Are those shows any good, though?
I mean, you got Will Chambers.
Okay.
You got Kevin Gray, Sterling Daniels, the winner of the Fan Phenom.
Oh.
Kevin Gray finished second in the Fan Phenom, by the way. I just wanted to throw that out there. So that's two quality talents right there. You got Schiaffalo, otherwise known as Rico. You got Zach Walchuk, the Diamond Man, and also Chris Arnold.
They used to have a show on the weekend that I really hated. It was only on Sundays. And then it was also on Saturdays, and then they moved it to the night.
That is our show, Kevin. Our show was a week. We started out as a weekend show and worked our way. We started at the side and worked our way here.
Perhaps I've said too much.
No. Oh, man, it's great, man. That's what the great thing about it. If you think we have some decent talent, if you think we're all right, hey, that's where we got our start. So keep listening all weekend long.
Bottom line, I could say for us versus others, we give a damn over the weekend. How about that?
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's the biggest difference between us and other sports talk shows.
This station
or sports
does.
Radio stations.
We give a damn. I like that. You know
we
what?
We give a damn over the weekend.
Tell the boss to run that as a promo.
All right.
We give a damn on the weekend. All right, boss? I think he's going to like that one. Shippy, what do you think?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Anything with casual swearing, I'm here for.
All right.
The more swearing, the better.
The more I'm learning about, the situation, Kevin, with Dez Bryant and Mecole Hardman. Pat Mahomes, Dez Bryant, and Mecole Hardman always work together. Here's the deal. David Robinson is the guy who works out Dez Bryant. Not that David Robinson that used to work the weekends with us.
That's not what I was saying.
But every spring, Pat Mahomes trains in Fort Worth. Dez Bryant and David Robinson's receivers will be there to put work in. This is according to Bobby Belt. Via Dez Bryant's Instagram, Dez messaged him and said, "Seriously, bro, we need you, Pat Mahomes." And Pat Mahomes says, "I'll be back there soon to throw because I know that man, David Robinson, will be making y'all work for it." So it is... I think it's a great entry point of, hey, I've worked with you before. I really want to be a red zone target for you. I know Travis Kelce's great and everything, but can I get, if Sammy Watkins leaves, could I maybe slip in and fulfill a role for you and go get that championship? Would you want to see Dez Bryant win a Super Bowl with Pat Mahomes?
Not particularly, but I don't have any I need him to win a championship or anything like that. I was going to say, wasn't he going to go to the Saints? But then again, if Pat Mahomes was saying, hey, you should come out, I'd be like, okay.
Absolutely.
So I get it.
Yeah, so there you go. That's what's going on there. But right now it is time for Are You Better? Kevin, Justin Thomas is auctioning off the wedges that he used to honor Kobe Bryant during the Waste Management Phoenix Open, with the proceeds going to the Mamba on the Three Fund. The fund was started after Bryant's helicopter crash in Calabasas.
Yeah.
The wedges used last week were stamped with the phrases 81 points, Kobe, Bean, Bryant, Black Mamba, and Mamba Mentality. Thomas also played the 16th hole at the Phoenix Open wearing Bryant's number 33 jersey from Lower Merion High School in Ardmore, Pennsylvania. He said, "He had such an impact on me, and he was such a great person that I looked up to, and I tried to kind of have my mental approach like that. I felt like it was very fitting. There's only one tournament all year where you can put a jersey on and hit a shot. Just the timing happened to work out, so it was a no-brainer for me." Are you better than Justin Thomas?
No.
He's donating proceeds from his golf clubs.
I'm also not better. I want to clarify than the nosebleed seats or anybody. I was taking shots at our show. I really do think all of our other programming is fantastic. Like I said, on the weekend, we give a damn. No, I think it's awesome. Regardless of what, honestly, and I feel this way usually across the board, regardless of what you think about any particular individual, if somebody is doing something to help out charity, what's not to like? So he's like, I'm going to do something for charity. Obviously, I support that. So good job, Justin Thomas. Is he still really good at golf?
He's one of the top golfers. Okay. Yeah, I mean, like, he's right up there in the mix. I mean, obviously, he's no Tiger Woods, because Tiger's okay. the greatest golfer ever.
What?
Isn't that the, I mean, like, is that not the case? Is Tiger still not the best golfer?
Number two.
Oh, come on. Still the best.
Yeah. He hadn't won any Oscars.
Never lost.
Like Jack Nicholson.
Kevin, are you better than Duke and North Carolina?
Oh, no way.
Duke and North Carolina first played basketball against each other in 1920. Over the last 100 years, it's become the greatest rivalry there is.
Yep.
In college basketball, right?
Like, it's not the greatest sport.
No, not even in any pro sports either. Nike has chosen to celebrate the anniversary by convincing the teams to wear commemorative jerseys.
Oh, those jerseys suck.
For tomorrow night's game. Per the brand, the body is covered in the program's respective tones of heathered blue. The front of the jerseys are characterized by the program logo and are absent of numbers, mirroring the team's 1920 look. On the inside, bottom hem of the jerseys are the Roman numerals MCMXX-MMXX. I have no clue what that means.
It's the year,
1920
right?
to 2020, Kevin. Yeah. A gold jock tag.
What?
And a gold elite tag on the neck signifies a special distinction. Programs that have won at least one national championship as a Nike school.
Oh.
Have you seen these jerseys
yet? Yes, they suck.
You're not going to get a Duke one?
No.
You think Roy will get a North Carolina one?
Ooh.
Because Roy loves to wear jerseys, right? Like, there's nothing that Roy loves to wear more.
That's his favorite thing.
He loves jerseys.
I remember my first year here for our fantasy football draft. I was drafting for somebody. He wore, like, the most obscure, like, Cortland Finnegan Titans jersey.
But he kept telling everybody to show up in a jersey, too.
Yeah, it was a great bit, but he was the only one that committed to it.
He wanted everybody to
which makes it even better.
To wear a jersey.
In my opinion.
And nobody showed up.
And he's like, what are you guys doing?
You show up and you think it's a costume party and nobody else is in a costume. You're like, ooh, okay.
I like that, too, because then you go on the offensive and you're like, what are you guys all doing? And everyone's, like, banded together in their normal clothes. And they're like, no, what are you doing?
Oh, no, like, I would make them feel bad for not dressing up.
I am not better than Duke North Carolina, but I am better than those jerseys. Better!
Are you better than Conor McGregor?
Yes.
Conor McGregor's quick work return against Donald Cerrone, the cowboy.
Cerrone.
At UFC 246 received 1 million pay-per-views, which is less than his 2 million pay-per-views against Khabib. But... and it's also behind his 1.6 million pay-per-views that came with Diaz McGregor 2. But it is subscribers now, 500,000 new subscribers to ESPN+.
And that's the thing, is the UFC did the dumbest thing with their pay-per-view model. And I know they hailed it as a genius business move. It's a stupid move. So if you wanted to buy a pay-per-view in the past, Corey, do you know what you had to do? You had to order the pay-per-view,
right,
and then you were done. Now, if you want to order the pay-per-view, you can't. It doesn't work like that. You have to subscribe to ESPN Plus and pay an extra $5 or do the yearly package, and then they'll allow you to buy the pay-per-view.
Hold on, real quick. If I subscribe, can I cancel it?
Yes.
So, but I still pay the $12.99?
It's only $5.
It says $12.99. The increase likely is a result of the $12.99 per month bundle that comes with ESPN,
if
Disney.
If you do, yeah. But that's the thing, is I think it's so dumb because they're like, hey, do you want to pay $60 for this? Awesome. You need to pay us $5 for the right to pay $60.
Plus the $6 for the service?
Exactly.
So that's $3 million.
Well, I mean,
they make.
However, that being said,
plus
like,
the five.
This is the best number that they've done on the stream, and it's not surprising that Connor was leading the way. He's obviously still a mega draw, but he'll get crushed by Khabib if they fight again.
So are you better than Conor McGregor then?
Yeah, because he's also a garbage
human.
Well, not a garbage human. He makes terrible decisions, though. He punches old men and all. No. Better.
But if he punched you, you'd fall?
Yeah. If he had the balls to show up here in studio.
I don't think he does.
That's right. I don't either.
You know, Dana White is also scared of you.
That's true.
We've called Dana White out on a number of occasions. And given him the opportunity. And you know what he won't do? Show up.
He's scared.
Because he's scared. Are you better than Alexa Bliss, Kevin?
Oh, no.
Bowling for Soup has an Alexa Bliss video. It's a song about Alexa Bliss.
Isn't it actually called Alexa Bliss?
Yes, it is called Alexa Bliss. And the entire video that they've done with her, it looks like it was shot in like Denton. The entire video that they've done with her is Weird Science themed. And I don't know if you know about this, but Weird Science is the movie where they take a Barbie doll and create a woman.
Yeah.
Shippy, you ever
no,
seen Weird
I've
Science?
No, I've never seen this. What?
Are you serious?
What?
You've never seen Weird Science?
No.
I wouldn't say it's good.
I've seen Bill Nye the Science Guy.
No.
It doesn't hold up the best, but you should still see it.
Weird Science, for me as a kid, because I was what, seven, whenever this thing came out? I had no clue what was going on with my body at that time, Kevin.
Man, but Kelly LeBrock opened so many young men's minds to what was going to happen with the rest of their life. That's for sure. I know she loves Bowling for Soup. It's cool to see that they love her back, as they should. So, obviously, her and that song are better than me.
Are you better than Stephen Cohen? Do you know who Stephen Cohen is?
Is he one of the Cohen brothers?
Actually, he is.
Oh.
Sterling and Steve Cohen were trying to buy the New York Mets.
Oh, that guy?
Yeah. And I guess Sterling intends now to pursue a new transaction and has engaged Allen and Company to manage that process. But he said, I gave it my best shot. I'm very disappointed. We couldn't work out a deal, but as an 8% holder in the Mets, I'm looking forward to a higher bid for the team.
Yeah, that's a weird thing, because he was going to buy the team and then he decided not to, but he still holds ownership in it. And now you got to think, when someone bails, you'll probably actually get a lower ownership stake, or you'll get a lower price. And so you're costing yourself money. But then maybe he looked at it from the perspective of, but if I bought the Mets, I would really be costing myself money. So that part is probably smart, but guess what? I'm still going to say better.
And last but not least, are you better than Landry Jones? Landry Jones is the face of the XFL. Did you know that?
He is?
Yeah. ESPN is like, they are thrusting him there into the face of the world right now, because he was a Fort Worth construction worker that was used to play for the Steelers and now is playing for Vince McMahon's new franchise.
Is he actually going to play this weekend, though?
I don't know, but he's given football that one last try, and he was on our show, and he does not like Roswell. He doesn't like aliens.
Exactly. So you should know the answer that's going to come. I hope he plays well. I hope he gets healthy. But the fact that he lived around Roswell, New Mexico, and didn't want to go see the aliens or anything like that makes me, wait for it, better. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's talk with the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.